Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.
Okay, we're going to move on because James Downey is on the line after a clean sweep for the Irish provinces in Europe, 3 in the Champions Cup, and Connacht doing the business against Perpignan in the Challenge Cup. James, how are you?
Very good, Hugh, Alan, you're right.
Hi, James.
Not too bad. That was pretty dire stuff to watch yesterday, I have to say, James. But Munster did what they had to do. It was an arm wrestle. That's what they were expecting. And they came out on top. So everybody happy?
I think they've actually going to be kicking themselves a little bit. I think they left the bonus point out there. Look, first half was probably one of the worst 40 minutes I've seen in a while on both sides. Just a lot of errors. Just Munster tried to kill the game off nice and early, tried to get the crowd behind them. But I think it's something to do with that 1 o'clock kickoff as well. It just doesn't have the same atmosphere or vibe that you'd normally get at a Thomond Park game. And
is that really a thing, James? Is it really a thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think like I've played in those when it was 12:45 games, and you're just out of sync in everything you're doing. Like you go to bed the night before as normal, but you're up at whatever 6:30, 6:30, 7, and then you have to have a full meal at that time. It's hard to kind of sit there and force feed yourself chicken and pasta. And
Alan does that 5 days a week, and he's grand. Not a bother on him.
Yeah, James, not a pick on him. Yeah, exactly.
James, what time do these lads train every morning? I presume the train in the morning, not the full-time lads, yeah.
Yeah, you are, of course. Okay, you're up at that time, that's fine, but you're still not eating a full meal, a full dinner at that time in the morning.
So are you basing that more down to the refueling of their body, or the time of the match, that the atmosphere is not great just in the morning or during the day kind of thing?
Yeah, I think everything. I think it's a small bit of everything. I think you're not in your own bed. Okay, these are small gripes, I suppose, but like I think it all has an effect. Like you're not in your own bed for a starter. When you're all in a hotel together, everyone's a little bit giddy European nights, and you might call over to one of the lads' rooms and chat away, and you're not in your normal sleeping patterns, and you're up that earlier because obviously you're apprehensive about the game the next day. You're thinking about the game. You don't get a proper sleep, and I do think it has an impact. And then the food as well. That was me personally anyway. I struggled with that, and I would never sleep as well as I would in my own bed. And look, I think the crowd as well. The crowd are a little bit, I don't know, maybe they haven't had a couple of drinks at that hour in the morning, so it's a very different atmosphere. And I think they just tried to force it. I think they tried to force something early to try and get an early score, try and kill off cash, and they couldn't do that until early in the second half.
Yeah, and it goes back to that. It's a bit of a stereotype, really, at the moment, the French teams and the fitness. But certainly in the last half an hour, Cass did look tired and spent and almost giving up the goals, whereas Munster just clicked into gear at that stage.
Yeah, but look, I think there was only one side in it. And realistically, I don't think Cass fired a shot until the last 5 or 10 minutes when the game was out of reach. Cass didn't get into Munster's 22 in the first half at all, which is nearly unheard of. They had no possessions, and the one possession they did do was actually when the out half missed a kick, a goal, and Conor Murray knocked it on in the goal line, in the dead ball line. So they got a scrum in the five, and that was due to a Munster mistake, and that was the first approach into the Munster's 22. And you're not going to win a game doing that. I expected a lot more from Cash, actually. Top 14 champions last year, and just didn't fire. I do expect them to be a different creature back in Cash, though. I think they'll have looked at that. The home supporters will have looked at that, will expect the reaction, and especially back at home, they're a completely different side.
Yeah, and I do think it'll be tougher next week. But in terms of the game, and you just mentioned there you were expecting more from Cass, so was I, to be honest with you, James. And yesterday, ESPN stats, right, two of the Cass starting backline players hadn't touched the ball with an hour gone on the clock.
Yeah, I can well imagine. Again, just the errors that were there, the small errors, schoolboy errors, if you want to call them, simple things like how many knock-ons in the first half off high ball, simple catches under no pressure. These are okay. When you see it on TV, it looks a lot different. I was at the ground, and there was a swirling wind. It does look. On TV, like that these are professional players, they shouldn't be making these mistakes. Yeah, but the win didn't help. But still, I just think that the basic errors that both sides were making, more so Cash, but basic errors under no pressure was quite criminal at stages. And yeah, as you say, when certain players aren't touching the ball, yeah, of course they're not going to win, but I think Munster are just going to be kicking themselves for leaving that bonus point.
Yeah, and let's see what happens when they go to France next weekend. Leinster had a battle as well in their hands, so I mean, I said the clean sweep, but actually probably the most impressive side of the weekend were Ulster on Friday night. But Leinster, again, they just had to kind of dig deep here and fight this one out. I think Bath were a lot better than maybe some Leinster supporters were giving them credit for going into the match.
Yeah, Bath have been just ticking along nicely in the, like, they're sixth in the Premiership. I watched them the week before against Sale in another horrendous game.
7-7 draw or something, wasn't it?
This changed to summer rugby that we need to do. 7-7 against Sale. But it's one of these where Bath are always going to pick it up. You've Gervin Dempsey there. The pre-match speech writes itself. You know, Gerv will have the inside track on a lot of things. He'll know how to stop Leinster. And actually, I think they did a very successful job. And I think other teams, if they look at how Bath played, slowed the ball down at the breakdown, really targeted Leinster. And Leinster, at times, can look ordinary. I know we build up Leinster to be such a big team, but I actually think that Bath got in amongst them. And as I say, slow the ball down, get your line speed together and get your defence numbers up. You can put them under pressure, and only for an opportune interception from Jordan Larmour, it could have been a different story.
On the breakdown, James, that's interesting, because Dan Levy was picked at number 8, and I have to say I was surprised myself when I saw that. And I saw Jack Conlon on the bench, I said, what's going on here? And people might have assumed that because they had effectively, you know, certainly two open sides in Van der Fleer and Levy playing at 7 and 8, and then Reece Ruddock as well at 6, that Leinster were going to clean up at the breakdown, but it didn't happen like that. And I was wondering, was the absence of a ball carrying number 8 a big reason for that?
Perhaps. I think they went in with the mindset to actually nullify. If you look at Sam Underhill and Francois Lowe, they're grafters, especially Francois Lowe, who, the way they work in tandem quite well. One chops low and the other guy goes for the ball. And I think they said, right, if we combat that, we negate that with 2 sevens, we'll get parity. As long as we get parity, if not more, we'll be fine. And it didn't happen. And I do think that Jack Conan did well then when he came on for Dan Levy. But I don't think it's the end of the experiment at all with that. But I'm sure Jack Conan was chomping at the bit to get off the bench, having not started, you know. But yeah, it was certainly an area that that Bath targeted, but also Leinster may have reacted to when, having looked at the side that Bath had picked.
Yeah, and just finally then Ulster, I mentioned they were brilliant on Friday night. First win in 6 years in the Scarlets. They were fantastic.
Yeah, hugely impressive. And I think you look at over the past couple of years, Ulster's practice haven't really delivered. They've always been calling out for some impact players, I think, and I suppose Cutsey is back now, which is great. He's nearly like a fresh player, having been injured for so much over the last couple of years. But I just think that, like, they're slowly going about their business, they're simmering away, people aren't expecting much from them, so I don't think the pressure's there. But some of the players, I thought Will Addison had another superb game.
Brilliant.
He's a hell of a find, you know. I remember him playing over in Sale, and he didn't necessarily mark him, or he didn't stand out that much over in the UK, but look, when he did, he was made captain, so they obviously held him in high regard. He's still a young guy, you know, he's only 25, is he?
Yeah.
And since he's come over here, I just think he's been immense. And everything he did, and especially against Jonathan Davies at the weekend, he's got that versatility to play 15 as well. And he's just another one of those players who can add so much more. That's from an Irish point of view. But Ulster, I thought, look, to go over there and do that, that's a superb performance from them. And slowly but surely, Dan McFarland seems to be getting him into the way he wants to play. And as long as they can back it up this week, I expect them to, but Scarlets won't be happy having lost at home like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And three big games again this weekend. James, thanks a million. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks a lot. Super. James Downey there.
Game on 2FM. Weekdays from 7.